Wow. For those of you who have been awake, you may have noticed in the newsletter or on Facebook page that our passage this morning is the same as last week, and that will come up shortly on the PowerPoint. There we go. Our passage is Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Now, the way that church operates in this day and age is that people typically come along to church 2, maybe 3 weeks of the month. So the chances are you weren't here last week. And so I figured I'll just preach it again. We're actually using the same passage, but we're building on what happened last week. Last week we really dug into this word baptism. We explored what it was, why people would want to be baptized. That's online if you want to be able to catch up. This week we're going to the same passage, the same scripture, but we're looking specifically at the go, hence the title, and it used to work. Going back one. Please work for me. The title that says, Go, Going, Gone. And the guys are going to bring it up again for me. There it is. Go, going, gone. Gone. It's gone. That's all right. So typically, when people preach from this passage, they often link it to verses like this. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. That's from the KJVFG version, which stands for the King James Version for gravitas. So that's to show you that actually God is saying, you suck. You guys are useless Christians. I mean, come on. Why aren't you going? I mean, if we go back to this passage, I mean, so many times I've heard this passage preached on. And it's like, go. And there's this heavy burden put upon you. Why aren't you going? That is not today's message. Today's message is a message of hope. Today's message is a message, I believe, of encouragement. What in this passage could cause us to think that it's encouraging? Well, first off, we need to remember that the mission that we see before us is not our mission. It's God's mission. God's mission. I've just suddenly realized I had two letters here. I thought about going more, but Justin's taught me that I need to bring that down, otherwise you sit there thinking of making up other words. G-O, that's all I had. Just two letters. Go. See what you could do with that. In our going, we need to realize that we are going on God's mission. It's not ours. Okay? So that should, in some way, take this burden off you, this anxiousness. We're partnering with the creator of the universe. So this passage is not a statement of condemnation. It's a statement, this is going all over the place. Wow. This is strange. I had like a whole bunch of other things. That would be awesome, thank you. It's not a statement of condemnation. It's a statement, I believe, of commendation. We are commended to partner with God. In fact, I think it's a statement of affirmation. It's known within church tradition as the Great Commission. We are being commissioned to go. I want to talk today not as a people who are told to go, but rather as a people who have gone. I think it changes things significantly. I think it reminds us the fact that this passage was spoken 2,000 years ago to some people that had walked with Jesus. It's a key word, this walk. Within our Baptist tradition, we have this phrase called, this is for the geeks, on the way and in the fray. I'll say it again. On the way and in the fray. You see, this recognizes that as a church tradition, we are on a journey. We are journeying with Christ. And the fray part, that recognizes that it's a bit of a mess sometimes. It's a battle. But again, I think this is of hope. When we look at this passage, we are seeing, maybe we're seeing, no, we're not seeing. When we're looking at this passage, we see that the Holy Spirit is going with us. We don't go alone. So, to recognize this, I want you to know that you guys are doing an awesome job. I'm going to take it back to here. See, first I want to, there was another slide, but that's good. I want to recognize that as a church, what happened yesterday was fantastic. We had somebody driving an old car around with child after child after child being driven around this church, and just the joy of hopping in an old car and driving around the church. How does that fit with the mission of God? Where do we find that? I forgot my Bible. Where do we find that in the Bible? I mean, there is accounts. Some of you will be pleased that actually Japanese imports are a scriptural thing. The 12 disciples went to Capernaum in one. Hey! Now, there are those, some of you who realize that these dad jokes, sorry kids, that, you know, for those of you traditionists, British, there you go. Not only do we find Japanese imports, we have beautiful British motorbikes. Is it Triumph? Who rode it? Moses. Where did he ride it? Through the desert. Moses triumphed through the desert. So we find really good examples of, no, that's just a lot of rubbish. But as we celebrated yesterday, the light party, we had so many people just loving our community. This is who we're called to be. A generous people. A people that love the community. Loving everybody that walked in our door. I mean, there were some young guys that looked after the trike riding, predominantly Kahoo, but you had a couple of young guys working with you. They were outstanding. They were just outstanding. Every little kid that came on, they did their best to try and put a safety helmet on them. For those that were too small, they pushed the little bike round. I mean, can you imagine for a 14-year-old to give the time of day to a 3-year-old? It was impressive. It was just outstanding as they just loved these children. It was awesome. As a church, we want to, as best we can, equip you into loving this world. As a church, that's what we're for. Our job is to partner with God in His mission. And so as a church, I see that as our job. We are to equip you. And so yesterday was an example of how that can happen. But there is a wider way that the church can equip. And this is the slide on the up here now. Now, if you actually turn around and look on the back wall, you will see those photos up there. This is our missions board. And so as a church, we're exploring, what does it look like to send missionaries? Now, some of you might be sitting there and saying, well, I don't know any of these people. This is family. These guys are Baptists. Because remember, as a Baptist community, we don't just stand by ourselves. We stand with a community of churches that have the same sense of values around mission. It's one of our core values as a church denomination. And so this is the Baptist Missionary Society. And I don't know if you know, but once a month, anywhere between half a dozen and a dozen people sit in our creche throughout the week, and they open the Word of God, and they pray for these people that you see up on the screen. Now, some of them, they know personally. Some, they don't. That's not the determiner of who they pray for. In fact, they don't just pray, they pass around a collection and put money into supporting these people. That's what it looks like to support. So for us as a church and as an eldership, we've been sitting with our budget this year, and it's something that you've historically done, and we want to bring back this old tradition. We want to add to our budget each year a percentage on top of that specifically goes to mission, that specifically is set aside where we're not controlling it, but we release it to other people and entrust them to bring about the call that God's called them to, partnering with what God is doing in our wider family. Now, I want to recognize that as a church, over the last period, you have been giving to mission. Obviously, there's Vince. Vince here this morning? He's here yesterday. No. So we've been supporting Vince. So Vince is back now, and that's going to change for him over the next little while as he goes and does some further study. But there's other people. You've got the Cornelius family that you support, that we support as a church. But what's been happening is that we've been doing it quite individually. It's been through individual relationship. And again, I want to affirm that. But with that model, there's a danger that the story is not shared. And something about being Baptist is this distinctiveness of journeying together. And so I want us to support each other in our missional endeavors. And so what we're going to do, if you guys accept this proposal, you'll be voting on it at our AGM, is that we're going to put a 5% aspirational goal. So if our budget for a church each year is, I'll pick a figure, it's about this, 300,000, then we're going to have an additional 5%, $15,000, that we will work towards to set aside for mission outside of our own context. I'm excited by that. Now, there's different ways that we can do that. We're going to give the opportunity for people to give into that weekly. You just need to mark it as mission. Or we might do a special event where we raise money. So starting next week, we have our self-denial appeal. So that's a month-long focus. So that is one way that we can raise the money specifically towards that aspect of God's mission. And so when it comes time to voting, between now and then, you've got time to sit upon that and think upon it and pray upon it. That's something that I'm going to be asking of you, for us to explore what it looks like to journey together specifically in and around overseas mission. But it's not just mission overseas that God's called us to, and it's not just these big events that we do, like the light party. There's also the mission of every day, the everyday mission. Jesus describes it in this passage as making disciples, leading them to baptism. We've just prayed for those people that God has strategically placed you alongside. As a church, what does it look like for us to support you in that aspect? And so one way that we've got for this is this video. Thanks, guys.
Welcome to Alpha.